This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live launching into the second hour of the program. You, as always, are invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those. We'll get you on the air with us here in the studio. It's Ian.
Melody.
And Mark.
All right, Mark, let's try this again. Last hour, we ended up getting distracted by talking about cryptocurrency, which is one of our favorite topics here. Of course, you can call in and bring up anything you want. That's kind of how the show works. We come to the table with stuff to talk about, but if you want to call in and take control of the airwaves, as we say it, you can. And that's what Mehdi did in the last hour and ended up creating a 40 more minute long conversation about cryptocurrency. So there's somebody who's more than a few people who are writing for left-wing publications on the Internet that are mad at Kanye West and his wife. What's her name again?
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, right? She's the one who broke the Internet, supposedly, right? With a picture?
I don't know what that means. Her butt?
You don't remember that? Yeah, she had like some picture. They called it breaking the Internet.
I don't know
it was
about
ridiculous.
That. What it did. I mean, I saw
it didn't break
it
anything.
It crashed Google.
Yeah, no, it didn't. It didn't do anything. It was just, for whatever reason, they called it that.
Okay.
Somebody described it as a giant glazed donut.
Okay.
I thought that was the... I mean, it's just cruel.
So, I don't know anything about these people.
That somebody who would put a picture of their wet butt on the Internet deserves.
These people may be very mean, very nasty people. I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
They're probably a little vain, but they have every reason to be vain.
So, and even if they're nasty people, like, are they nasty enough to that you wish their house would burn down?
No.
Because there's kind of, like, levels.
Right. No. I'm just saying...
I gotta be really mad at you to wish your house had burned down.
Yeah. I think there's obviously that what we're going to deal with here, and I'm just predicting, I have not read these articles, is from the headlines, which you can read one of them to us if you want, but from these headlines, very, very anti-rich.
Rich people pay for private firefighters while the rest of us burn.
Right. So, you know, I suspect they're going to talk about how terrible it is that rich people get all these things that other people don't get because they're rich. It all needs to be given out to everybody equally, so on and so forth.
Well, I don't know that they say that, but that's the underlying presumption, I guess.
Yeah.
Who do these people think they are that drive better cars, that have other people drive better cars than my car, who eat food that is imported and made by other people unlike my food, whose food is better, whose cars are better, who ride on private planes, who have butlers, who have yachts? Who are these people to have a private firefighting force save their house?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'm stunned at the ignorance of the statement. I mean, of course, if they didn't have a private firefighting force, my God, look what they've done for everybody. Now we have a private firefighting force that you can hire, and it may be worth it to you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I think about your house right now. I don't know what it costs to bring a private firefighting force out to your house. It probably costs more in the midst of a wildfire. But if you could pay $10,000... $15,000 cash on the barrelhead right now to save your house, would it be worth it? Because that's a brand new service in the marketplace. It hasn't been around for much more than a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Private firefighting?
According to an interview I listened to on NPR today.
No kidding.
And, yeah, I mean, basically it went from private to public, and now it's there's private coming up again. And
right, this is what you said in the very beginning of this show tonight, was that originally firefighting was private, but...
Private by, in the sense that it was paid for by insurance companies.
But those insurance companies then wanted to use their connections in government to subsidize their operations and essentially convinced everybody at that time to say, hey, why don't we just have everyone pay for this, and then it won't cost you as much because everybody else will be paying for it or whatever. This, you know, the socialization, even though the reality is when you socialize something like that, costs go up. But, you know, that was the pitch back then, and they didn't know how out of control it was going to get. They
well, that was the progressive era. And you can go watch Gangs of New York, which is a great movie. And you can see that propaganda repeated. You'll see, you know, battalions, companies, departments, you know, converging on a fire. And they know if they're the ones that can claim to have put out the fire that they get the bounty from the insurance company. And they get into fisticuffs right there over putting out the fire. And I am certain that this happened probably more than one time, probably in New York City. However, you know, a dozen fisticuffs over thousands, tens of thousands of fires that got put out is a mitigable, unimportant number when it comes to the idea that, hey, let's just go and socialize firefighting, and now you don't have any choices at all. I mean, right. I've heard of departments that just stopped at the town line and a house burned on the other side of it.
Not our department.
It wouldn't happen to my. It would not happen in my department. I mean, there would be a. For one, my chief would never do such a thing. Mm-hmm. He would absolutely go across that. You know, he would cross that line or whatever. But I've heard of it. And I wouldn't doubt it. And he would also have a mutiny on his hands because nobody would let this. These are people that care about people in their community, and they wouldn't let that happen.
Unlike the people who you're talking about who just have become institutional bureaucrats and likely, you know, were like, well, that's out of our jurisdiction.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it would take. It would take some real animosity for that to happen.
Just not even animosity, just cold and heartlessness. Just, you know, well, let somebody else handle that. Pass the buck. That's the bureaucratic way. Pass the buck.
Well, I kind of, like, if there's an argument in the town over whether this area should be annexed into the that municipality and they're not paying the taxes and, you know, maybe the government bureaucrats are like, well, you know, they're not going to toe the line if we keep on providing them services for free. So at some point or another, the rubber hits the road and you say, well, we don't provide these services for free. And then the terrible news story gets out. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. It's a terrible model for, you know, paying for services.
Let's jump into the anti-rich article. Which one are you going to pick here?
This one's from Vice Motherboard. I'm just going to quick. There's a tweet out from Kim Kardashian West, which I'm sure she does a great deal of. I heard the flames have hit our property at our home in Hidden Hills, but now are more contained and have stopped at the moment. It doesn't seem like it's going to get worse right now. I just pray the winds are in our favor. God is good. I'm just praying everyone is safe. And I've jumped into the middle of the article here because we don't need to really be brought up to date on what's going on. Parts of California are burning. Yeah, they've been burning. The Kardashian Wests are not the only people who can afford to tap into private wealth to mitigate most costly damage of climate change-related disasters.
It's climate change now that's starting a fire?
They're saying that all the time in this. And any weather-oriented stuff is all climate change now.
Fire is weather-oriented now?
Sure, it's dry.
Most of the time, it's somebody who's like throwing a cigarette butt on the ground.
It's dry out in California. I was just out there. It's terribly dry. I don't know how it was in comparison.
Isn't it like a desert ago. In most
it's
of California?
It's an arid climate. Yeah. What California's got is a population problem.
Mm-hmm.
What the West has is a population problem, not a climate change problem.
Right.
The people need to realize that it is dry out there, and for one, stop watering your lawns. You don't deserve a lawn simply because it's insanity. You live in what is basically a step up from a desert.
I bet you they've got a watered lawn.
They may very well. Mm-hmm. You and I also eat plenty of produce that comes out of California, and that doesn't make any sense at all that they're making produce in California. That needs to stop because that's where your water's going. At this point, I hear that there's 10-mile intrusion of salt water into the water table in California. That means if you live within 10 miles of the coast, you could be very well, and put a well into the ground, you could be very well pumping up salt
ocean water.
Do you understand? Like that?
How does that happen?
You pump all the fresh water out and something fills in the cracks?
Huh.
Best I can tell, it's a catastrophe in slow motion out there.
Wow.
And it's not climate change, it's population. You've got millions of people in an area that doesn't have enough water.
Well, and it's subsidies of stupid crops. People didn't just decide, hey, let me grow rice in the desert. They are being told what to plants via subsidies.
It's true.
All right, so we're going to get into the story here. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. Maybe you think rich people are evil, rich people are bad, they don't deserve...
I want to hear why.
Et cetera, et cetera. The toll-free number for you is here. It's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Want to hear from you? This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Invite you to join us here if you want to take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about private firefighters, but that is what we're going to get into here in a moment, because some people apparently feel very strongly against the concept. We'll talk about it. Your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Whatever the service it is that you offer, whether it's private firefighting or computer repair or, you know, plumbing, whatever it is you do, or product that you sell, or maybe you're a digital content creator who's a libertarian. If you're a liberty-minded person, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. It's basically a libertarian business directory. It's map-based. It's very attractive. It's easy to look at. It's easy to use. And most importantly, it's free. So you just go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL if you want on your user profile and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. But again, it's free to list the things that you do. So maybe you're an event coordinator, you're putting together a convention or something like that, or, again, you got a business, you sell a product. It doesn't matter if you sell to an international audience or a local group of people. You still ought to be on this map if you are willing to be out front and public about your beliefs in liberty. Go to liberty.menu and get yourself up there. That's liberty.menu. As we continue in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Mark, you're starting us with Vice Magazine's Motherboard. That's their technology section. Apparently reporting on private firefighting. Go ahead.
Yeah, so AIG's private client group's wildfire protection unit, for instance, is made up of AIG employees who are certified through state or local authorities. In addition to protecting homes with flame retardants, these AIG employees respond to fires.
Right, so they kind of pre-treat. We read about this
sure.
years ago when we first reported on the private firefighting. If there's a fire that's anywhere in the vicinity of their homes that are they're protecting, they'll go with a foam that they lay down around like a barrier around the property.
Right, and to me, as a firefighter, I understand this completely. It's a fire department, a town fire department's job to contain a fire.
Mm-hmm.
So if a fire is blazing in a forest or whatever, you're going to attempt to contain that fire. You're going to do what it takes to contain that fire. It is not my job to keep your house from burning as a firefighter. That I will try to do that, but that's not my job. My job is to contain a fire. And if, in order to best contain this fire, your house must burn, your house will burn.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. That's what happens when you give it over to a greater organization like the government.
Well, I would call them lesser, but you mean larger.
Great. Great means large.
Yeah.
And whereas a private fire insurance company, an insurance company, is going to have their financial interest. In the case of the Wests here, the Kardashian Wests, a home that's insured, and they're insuring this home, $60 million. I suspect premiums are rather high.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't keep this house from burning, the insurance company doesn't keep this house from burning, and that's who actually hired the fire department. These people who are all upset about the Kardashians. It's not like the Kardashians.
They didn't pick up a phone.
Rang up a private fire company. Mm-hmm. And if they did, that's fine, but I don't believe they did, and I don't believe
likely.
They paid extra for it either. It's part of their, in all likelihood, part of their policy. And it's the insurance company who's protecting their policy, their mm-hmm. investment. So this is exactly the right thing that should have been done. This is a company that keeps houses from burning. Your fire department's job isn't to keep your house from burning. It's to contain a fire.
People believe that it's their job to stop your house from burning.
Right. What are the first things you'll say that you want to abolish all town government functions? Well,
what about the fire department?
What are you going to do if the fire, your house starts burning? First off, if your house starts burning, you've made a mistake. So it's just consequences.
Most of the time.
All right. Tell me how it's not.
There could be some sort of equipment malfunction.
Wiring that you probably should have had checked out.
I'm not saying it would necessarily
be either you did something
wrong
or someone else committed arson.
Some things fail.
Really,
okay.
I mean, our lightning strike, but that's kind of...
The vast majority of the time...
Unlikely.
It's you're smoking...
Cigarette in bed.
You're smoking in your house.
Yeah.
Your wood stove was not properly maintained.
Yeah.
Kids playing with matches. A whole bunch of things. Dumping your ashes too close... in a pile of leaves too close to your house. A whole bunch of things are out there that cause fires, and very few of them are... That's just a lightning strike from heaven.
They got called.
That happens too.
It does.
On an almost weekly basis where I used to live, because people would turn on the oven or a crock pot and then leave the house, and then the apartment would catch on fire.
Yeah.
And they had boxes of cereal in the oven that then caught fire or whatever.
Oh, God.
I don't know, but yeah.
It does happen. And all I'm saying is that this.
If you're storing stuff in your oven, you may be a pack rat.
Right. The fire department, if your house catches fire, Remember, they're coming to put your house out because your house will spread to the next house.
Mm-hmm.
As a firefighter, it's my job to keep the fire from spreading. If I can save your earthly possessions in the process, I will do that. And I have done it. Many is not the right term for that. More than once, I have done what it takes to save someone's possessions. Because I could, and I had the opportunity to. It's not my job.
Right.
My job is to put your house fire out so your house fire doesn't catch the neighbor's house on fire.
Yeah.
So that their house burns for no reason in particular. Your house is likely burning for a reason that you had some control over. Ladies and gentlemen, put extinguishers in your kitchen, have one on every single floor, mm-hmm. and keep one in your vehicle. It's not the first time I've told you. So, going on here, according to NBC, members of AIG's Risk Management and Loss Prevention Policy Group, who qualify for wildfire protection unit services, occupy 42% of the Forbes list of the 400 richest Americans. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like a lot of rich people are covered by this insurance company mm-hmm. who's trying to cover their assets. Wildfire mitigation is largely encouraged by coalitions of insurance companies. Pure, an insurance company that lets high-paying clients tap into the resources of Pure's group insurance companies, offers wildfire mitigation programs for residents in 11 wildfire-prone states, including California. The service, which is offered as part of the client's regular insurance payment, includes proactive fire risk consultations and the installation of sprinklers and application fire retardants. So it just goes on and talks about how they are basically trying to keep that from happening. What I don't have here, Ian, and I know you really want it, is the frothing at the mouth.
So it's just liberal. The headline.
Over and over, the headline is I'm supposed to be outraged. Mm-hmm. Kanye West has done a thing. Let's be outraged, and there just doesn't seem to be any of these quotes from anybody who's like, you know, other than probably tweets out there where somebody says, Playa got too much money, got fired upon his house, or whatever. I mean, I have no idea. It's ridiculous.
And the readership of these places probably just, somebody can afford something, I can't. Okay, let's hate them. They don't need to be told how and why and for what reason.
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There was another headline where it like divided a line between rich and poor or something like that.
Lots of lines between rich and poor.
Kim Kardashian's private firefighters expose America's fault lines.
America's fault lines.
Rich people don't get their own better firefighters, or at least they aren't supposed to, is the quote here.
This was Huffington Post?
This is the Atlantic.
The Atlantic. All right, so more coming up here. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do so, especially if you think that this is a problem, that it's a problem that rich people exist, or you're mad at them for some reason. Would love to know what that is, because the whole idea that you're going to be able to make everybody equal in some sort of communist fantasy is, well, just that. It's pure fantasy. And we'll explain that. Come up to
where the
Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
A police officer is in critical condition after a shooting at a Chicago hospital. The shooter is dead and at least three others are in critical condition. This woman heard the shooting.
It was like pow, 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 pow. It was extreme and it was very loud and it was close.
That audio courtesy of WBBM-TV in Chicago. The Pentagon is set to begin a drawdown of its 5,800 troops from the southwest border. That's at least according to Army Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, who is running the mission from San Antonio, Texas. Democratic Senators Richard Blumenthal, Sheldon Whitehouse, and Mazie Hirono filed a lawsuit Monday to block President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting Attorney General. The senators argue that Whitaker's appointment is in violation of the Constitution. It should be noted former President Barack Obama made these same sorts of appointments, and none of these three Democratic senators filed a lawsuit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at TopLoss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free and join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, especially if you are upset at rich people. Apparently, you know, there's a lot of people out there who don't like rich people, and I'm sure there's some rich people who deserve not being liked.
Oh, yeah.
But not for that reason.
But again, well, it could be for various reasons, but again, to just, you know, catalog everybody into the same group just because they're rich is unfair.
And, of course, rich is always defined as someone who makes More than me, wherever that is.
So if you want to get into it, you're welcome to here. Our number is 855-450-FREE.
I kind of feel like rich was defined during the Occupy accurately as the 1%. So there's 1%, and then there's the rest of us at 99%.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were to take...
the claim is the 1% controls like 96% of the world's wealth or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what all the statistics are. If I had that in front of me, I'd take a look at it and read it off to you. But this, the Atlantic article here has more of what you're looking for, Ian, this sort of bombast from the leftists.
Yeah, I want to hear their opinion, right? Like, I want to see, because nobody's going to call in about this. It's very unlikely that somebody's going to want to take us on, on the air. So in article form, whoever this person is gets the opinion that they want. They get it out there.
Right.
They can perfect it.
Yeah, they've had a chance to polish it a little bit. I really like this one. This is a quote coming from somebody named Bailey, Victor Bailey, a historian at the University of Kansas, noted that, this quote here is, "Are the present examples of Kanye West et al. The thin edge of a wedge that will lead to the wealthy buying better services in all these realms, and education, policing,
healthcare, firefighting? They got that.
Or are we already in a long way down this path? Who is this child in adult's clothing that doesn't know that rich people
have it better?
That the 1% have better education?
Yeah.
Seriously, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 1970s,
and who was it they were
saying? My parents, who were nothing but an telephone operator and a mold maker for Tropicana, figured out you need to send your kid to a private school for them to have a better education. This isn't rocket science. You're a college professor? My God, the insights you're teaching our children, Professor. Policing? Well, yeah, rich people are going to get better service.
They can hire
police.
Private detectives.
Healthcare? Rich people
Obvious.
From Canada come to the United States to get better healthcare. Yeah. Duh. Firefighting? Why not? Why shouldn't they? Is this the one realm where everybody deserves to have their house burned? Is this just leftist avarice that surrounds that some people had their house burned, so Kanye West's
so
house
everybody
burned
ought to?
Too? Is that what it comes down to?
It's an incredible level of jealousy and nastiness.
It is. And you can
and inhumanity,
see
let alone. I mean, because these are still human beings.
Right.
Know?
The people whose houses burned are human beings, and the people whose houses didn't are human beings. And to somehow suggest that everybody's house should burn because somebody's did?
That's crazy.
That's some crazy communist bullcrap there. You know, Reed Vonnegut, what is it, Bergeron, I can't remember what the
I have no idea.
Yeah, Harrison Bergeron, his short story that surrounds the idea of making everyone equal. It's insanity.
And we can get into that coming up here in a moment, because that's presumably what these people want in the long run. They want some magical button to be pressed to make everybody equal, and we can talk about that. But here's a story, Mark, from The Atlantic. You sent it over to me. It's the insurance company's AIG and Chubb, after getting the introduce sort of what happened with the fires burning and Kanye and his wife had this private fire company. AIG and Chubb have publicly talked about their private wildfire teams. AIG has its own wildfire protection unit, while Chubb and up to a dozen other insurers contract with Wildfire Defense Systems, a Montana company that claims to have made 550 wildfire responses on behalf of insurers, including 255 in just the past 2 years. So, yeah, relatively new company. Right now in California, the company has 53 engines working to protect close to 1,000 homes. The TMZ story.
I would really be really interested as to how their engines are set up, because I'll bet they're entirely different than a department's engines. They're, you know, they've got a different role, which is saving these houses for these fire insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just be, as a firefighter, I'd be curious.
Well, we know they have some kind of protective foam thing.
We have that.
Do you?
Okay. Sure. But we use it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The TMZ story feels uniquely 2018. Financial capitalism, inequality, Kim Yee, and the fires of Armageddon.
That's the name.
And it is, he says, for Americans at least. Historian Benjamin Karp at Brooklyn College said, quote, "If the idea of private firefighting strikes us as an oddity nowadays, it should. While other societies throughout history have relied on private firefighting companies to protect the property of the upper classes, for the most part, we have accepted the idea that firefighting ought to be a public good," he says.
Okay, so let's talk about a public good for a second. You think about the public good, and that's whatever service that the government provides. You call it good if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And
they usually do it very poorly.
Well, yeah, and the you'll find that rich people want to have services above that.
Mm-hmm.
So who hires the bodyguards of the world? Is this not just
politicians and rich people?
Is this just not some kind of protection service?
That's all it is.
So the police are a protection service. There's the baseline protection service, and mm-hmm. then bodyguards and then whatever else, security,
right.
You know, security cameras, the blink system.
Private eye.
All these things. You know, oh, my God, the blink system's capitalist. You know, I mean,
yeah, that's how you get a security system for $100 or
yeah,
whatever.
But you should send that $100 to your police department so they can spread it out amongst your computer, your community.
So they can use it to arrest you.
Bring a little justice. It's crazy talk.
In London, firefighters worked explicitly for insurance companies during the 18th and 19th centuries, says The Atlantic. Yep. Each insurance company maintained its own fire brigade, which extinguished fires in those buildings insured by the company, and in return for a fee to be paid later, the buildings insured by other companies,
and
said economist Annalise Anderson.
Here's what happened. So the fires, yes, those fire departments would attempt to save the buildings of the insured. Now, the insured were generally in London in the 18th century. The insured are rich people because poor people couldn't afford that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about 85% of the population living in poverty at that point. But the fires didn't always start in the rich people's houses. So it'd be the poor people's houses. The insurance companies then gripe that they've got to stop basically poor people fires from burning up their, you know, their investments,
mm-hmm.
these insured companies. And so what do? The insurance companies then use their political leverage to make fire departments, bring fire departments, so everybody has to pay for them. Well, why shouldn't they have to pay for them? We have to put out their poor people fires.
Sounds like a good argument from that perspective.
Sure, it is. It's a great argument if you're talking about the insurance company,
yeah.
but people never look at it like this.
And I bet you that's not going to be covered in the story.
Is a socialized cost of the insurance company.
Mm-hmm. That's the part they're not going to tell you in this story. I'm just going to go. I'm going to guess, having not read this piece right from the Atlantic.
They don't even see it that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's what happened, and then there's their telling of it.
Yeah. Right? Well, I mean, these are liberal college professors that are yeah. telling these stories.
The United States, and by the way, in this case, the author at The Atlantic is somebody named Alexis C. Madrigal, and it's apparently a male Alexis, at least it looks like. Anyway, the United States might have been expected to inherit a similar system, he writes, but instead, volunteer fire departments became the most common means of fire protection.
Insurers, the United States is a heck of a lot more spread out than Great Britain.
Insurers might give bonuses or other support to these groups, but firefighting was primarily a civic rather than commercial enterprise. These fire clubs were important social institutions, often commingling middle-class and working-class men of many ethnicities in the virtuous activity of defending their city from conflagration, according to the historian Amy Greenberg's cause for alarm, the volunteer fire department in the 19th century city.
Yeah, and this is, well, in the 19th century town, or in the 21st century town, this is still often the case. There are more volunteer fire departments in America than there are professional ones. So that's still true. You're still mixing middle class and lower class people of diverse ethnic backgrounds in the virtuous activity of saving people's homes.
We will get into it, including a quote from the president of Wildfire Defense Systems, David Torgerson. No, he's got something to say. We'll share that coming up here. And more of the opinion from The Atlantic on why this is all a bad thing. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you agree that it's somehow bad that rich people have fire protection services above and beyond, I want to hear from you. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about private fire defense, which has been utilized out in California by, well, the people who can afford it. Right now, that's rich people. And one of the reasons why only rich people can afford private fire defense is because, well, apparently, Mark, according to you, many, many years ago, back in, I don't know, what was it, the 1800s?
When, 1800s, certainly.
Back in the 1800s, what was once a private service became socialized by the government.
Oh, I see. Yeah, late 1800s, early 1900s. Yeah.
Okay. It became socialized by the government, meaning that this one-size-fits-all solution was forced down everybody's throats.
There are still private departments.
And so we never... Okay. Well, we never had the chance to actually have true market competition for any extended period of time, so as to do what markets tend to do through competition is bring prices down and bring quality of service up to where everybody could afford private fire insurance.
Yep.
And at where it would just be included as part of your home insurance package, which of course would be required by every mortgage provider in the country. And so we don't have that world in which we live in. Now we've got this government one-size-fits-all system that everybody's got to pay for, whether they let your house burn or whether they save your house or whether they half save your house. You still got to pay for it. And, you know, that's that. So some people have gone above and beyond that and said, well, this isn't good enough for us. We want to pay more. We want to get a better service. And the market has responded and is now offering people that service.
Which is how almost every product and service starts out in the market. Only a few people can afford it, and
right,
it's more efficient. So if you stop the few people from being able to afford it when it first comes out, then nobody's going to have it ever.
Right,
right. Or they're at the very least going to not ever have a great version of it. They'll get the government version of it, which, you know, whether they show up or not, who knows?
I think it's worth pointing out, Ian, that the majority of instances when you see these private fire companies deployed, you see them deployed by insurance companies, not by people who ring,
yeah,
send me the private
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would likely be included with all
right,
the insurance.
You did say that. I just want to make it clear that it's not like these rich people are out there ordering up fire services.
No, they wouldn't even know who to call.
But if they did, that would be fine. But sure. What you're saying when you say that insurance companies shouldn't be able to provide private fire companies to rich people is that insurance companies should not be able to protect their investment.
I didn't say that
policy.
For a moment.
I'm sorry, I'm talking to the listener. And
many of our listeners may not have said that either.
The consultants say to use the word you, as uh-huh. you recall. So
But what you actually mean by you is the people who hold the beliefs
of... You stinking lefties out there.
There's other people listening besides
I understand that.
All right.
If you say this, then what you are saying, and that's what I said,
mm-hmm.
Insurance companies shouldn't be able to have protect their investment, you're just saying that they should have to charge more. I mean, these people's houses should burn because of your avarice? That's ultimately what it comes down to. As a homeowner, should I be able to dig a trench around my house to protect it from fire? Should I be able to cut down a tree here and there? Should I be able to lay out fire retardant if I can get my hands on it? Should I be able to wet down my house?
Then why shouldn't you be able to hire somebody?
Right. If I'm able to do those things, why can't I hire somebody to do those things?
Like David Torgerson, the president of Wildfire Defense Systems, a story from TheAtlantic.com. He disputed any characterization of his company as fighting fires only on behalf of the rich. 90% of the homes they protect, he said, were, quote, average value homes, unquote, contracted through normal insurers, not the specialty companies that take on high net worth individuals' properties, he said. He said further, if the fire hits Malibu, there will be a lot of high value houses, because it's Malibu.
Yeah, sure.
If it hits somewhere in Utah, there won't be. He says. In either case, he says Wildfire Defense Systems will respond.
Yeah.
Many types of... But, of course, it's newsworthy when it's Kanye's house. If it's just somebody in St. George, Utah, or whatever, who gets their house saved, you're not going to see TMZ reporting on it.
No, that's not of interest to them.
But that's what started this, was a TMZ...
As a firefighter, if I'm deployed and sent to a place, I'm going to do everything up to risking my life... to save your property. I will risk my life to save you, your family, your children. I will try a little harder, somewhere in between, for your pets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what you can count on me for. It doesn't matter where I get deployed. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to try less hard because the person is poor or less hard because the person is rich. I'm simply going to go where I'm deployed, and if I'm working for a private fire company, then I'm going to go where they deploy me, and they're going to deploy me on the houses that we're paid to protect.
I'm glad they included the quotes from this guy pointing out that, hey, you know, we would protect people in Utah, and we do protect people in Utah. It's just that's not where the fire
he
is.
He points
that we're
out
in right now.
that several insurance companies, because what the article writer here wants to do is... point out that, hey, really rich companies do this. And really, the big companies with the big net worth policies, they do this. It's a good idea. That's why they do it. But it's trickling down to the middle class houses. And, you know, your fire insurance company has to decide if this is a shack worth $20,000,
mm-hmm.
no.
Replace it.
They're not going to deploy these people. Yeah. Get out while you can. Let it burn.
Many types of regular old fire insurance can come with his company's service. He says, quote, we serve nearly a dozen a dozen insurance companies. Further saying, if anybody wants to have this supplemental response capability during a fire, they need to pick an insurance company that has it. He said further that there are not that many solutions in climate change. If we have a growing problem with wildfire and it's statistically getting worse, he says, why limit the ability to bring resources that the taxpayer doesn't have to pay for?
Right. Part of this is that people want rich, especially who probably have a larger carbon footprint, to be responsible, to feel the weight of climate change as they understand climate change to be. So. That's what they're also looking for. You must bear the responsibility as I think you must bear it. Elitists.
He says there are not that many, he goes on to say, so taxpayer doesn't have to pay and policyholders don't have to pay for. In the 19th century, there were obvious reasons, this is back to the Atlantic's article writer here, there were obvious reasons for residents to fight fires altogether. Great calamities of many kinds swiped out huge chunks of people and property within new industrial cities. The Stanford historian Richard White calls the rough-hewn communal policies of these urbanites a, quote, democracy of defecation, Like feces and urine, neither fire nor disease respected property boundaries, he wrote in The Republic for Which It Stands. Quote, water and sewer systems had to cover and protect everyone. Cities were like ships. They sailed and sank as a whole, unquote. And thus, the first metropolitan fire services were born. Professionals, paid by the city, took over from the volunteers. They got a push from the new technological possibilities of steam engines, which reduced the need for human labor, but required more specialized technicians to operate them. Pro firefighters were needed, and municipal governments centralized the power to wield them and the funds to pay for them. They say this is the system that urban Americans encountered in the 20th century. The trusty firemen, firehouse, Dalmatians, all that. But over decades, urban firefighting benefited from stricter building codes and strong unions that kept departments staffed up. The development of wildfire management has been quite another thing, as the Arizona State fire historian Stephen Pine has noted. From early years of the 20th century till the 1960s, the U.S. Forest Service adopted a line of fire suppression. Every fire was supposed to be put out, even in wetlands that scientists later discovered needed to burn.
Right.
Quote, an estimated 54% of Californian ecosystems are fire-dependent, and most of the rest are fire-adapted, he wrote in California, a fire survey. Fuel built up and natural cycles ground to a halt. Finally, after 1968, the Forest Service reversed course.
So what that
course.
Means is fuel built up and natural cycles ground to a halt is that...
They were stopping fires.
They're
that
stopping
were
natural fires that need to occur in the environment. Then dead wood, pine cones, pine needles, leaves, whatever, builds up.
That's
because
the fuel.
It's not burning. And then once it does burn, because it will burn, it goes off like a match head and everything burns up. Now, that's a lesson that has been learned by and large. I'm not entirely clear if the hippies out in California have figured all this out yet, but, you know, I've already said after my trip out west in October, I've already said you guys are doomed. So, you know, you don't have any water. You live in a desert and you're running out of water.
So he says, finally, after 1968, the Forest Service reversed course and began haltingly walking back its no fire is good policy. Wildland firefighters have to manage forces that are fundamentally beyond their control. Urban firefighters, on the other hand, still want to put out every fire. Meanwhile, urban sprawl and exurbs? That's a new word for me. Is that like suburbs?
Yeah,
exurbs continue to push farther and farther into rural and wild areas. Problems arise at the wildland-urban interface, where sprawl or exurb, which has to be protected like a city, meets backcountry that evolved to burn and should do so. We're coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome. Hour 3 is next. And it is Free Talk Live. 855-450 free like freedom.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.